So I want to welcome all of you for this afternoon session of our Harinam retreat. I see we have also some guests. Welcome. Herzlich willkommen, I think we say. We have been for a few days now on this retreat where, as you can see, we can sing enough and open our hearts enough. Spiritual life is not so much something which you intellectualize about, something which is a matter of the mind and of reasoning and understanding. Spiritual life happens whenever we can open a door inside, a door which was closed, a door to the heart. Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, once said that in our heart there is a TV. A TV which can receive informations from the spiritual world. In this TV of the heart you can see God, you can talk with God, but he mentioned there is a problem at the present moment. The TV is kaputt. That's a German word, it means in dysfunction. And he said it's that our main purpose in spiritual life to again repair this TV or this ability to receive God and see spiritual things very clearly. And he said that the repairing process is this singing of the holy names in what is called kirtan. So in this kirtan retreat, or we call it also the retreat of the holy name, we are repairing our heart so that we can again receive and perceive the spiritual reality. So this afternoon session is dedicated to a great example of kirtan. You can see him on the wall. It's the Saint Narada Muni, who is a great, you could say, master or a perfected being from whose example we want to learn today how to do the kirtan very well. I also have to say that today we will sing a song which we have never sung before, so it will be a little adventure. Narada Muni Vajai Vina. It's not That was something private. It was not meant for you. And especially not for the internet. Hare Krishna. So I thought to do this afternoon the same thing which we have done in the previous days. I wanted to read to you and explain to you a little bit about the life of Narada Muni. And then see what we can learn from this life for our own spiritual purposes, our purpose of repairing the receiver in the heart. So we will again become the Vedic storyteller for a moment. It is said, you tell stories to children so that they can go to sleep. And you tell stories to grown-up people so that they can wake up. This will be such a story. Once the great King Yudhishthira Maharaj met the Saint Narada Muni and asked him, tell us, great saint, how can a person who's totally entangled in material life awaken. How can he be delivered? And Narada Muni looked at the king, who was a great devotee of Krishna. And as he looked at the king, a tear started to come in one of his eyes and wash down his cheek, and the tear fell on the floor. It was a hot tear. It made tsh. The question of Narada Muni, or the question of the king, moved Narada Muni very deeply, because he remembered a time when he was also totally entangled and absorbed in material life. His memory went back to the time before his life, when he was a singer on another planet than the planet Earth. He was one of these Gandharvas, these angel-like beings, who had a voice and a highly attractive body. And with great inner movement, he said, if you chant the holy names of the Lord and serve the Lord's devotees, my dear king, you can live in security and in safety by the grace of Krishna. He said, the process of chanting the holy name of the Lord is so extremely powerful that by the chanting and singing of the names, one can very easily achieve the result which is only achieved by the great yogis. My dear king, he said, listen to my own story to become convinced. And then he began to talk. You must know that once upon a time, long before this life, Narada Muni had been the Gandharva Upabahana. He had an extremely beautiful face and an extremely attractive physical body. And he was always decorated with flower garlands and sandalwood. He must have looked a little bit like Michael Jackson. I heard he apparently looked quite beautiful, or that's a question of taste. As Upabahana, he was almost a sexual symbol and most pleasing to the women of the city. And as a result of his playboy-like nature, he was always bewildered by lusty desires. I would like to give you an example of his physical attraction so that you can see. Once, there was a teacher who taught the ladies of the town singing. And he, you know, the singing has to be in a certain tal, that is rhythm. And he made like doom, 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 doom. And the women sing. Ah, 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 ah. And, you know, the teacher was going like doom, 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 doom. And then he looked here. Then he wanted to look back. He looked here. All of a sudden he saw, all my disciples have gone. Where are the Matajis? Where are the women? They had gone away. Because what happened, when he just looked like this, Upabahana had come by, and he is also saying, ooh! And the women had all become attracted to him, looked at him and said, we want to be with this man. And they followed him, shwoop, and ran out of the classroom. Imagine I'm going like, drinking a little, and then I look back, and all of you are gone. Gone. This would be quite something, you know. So, this is just an example from the Narada Pancharatna to illustrate just how attractive he was. So once it happened, the Prajapatis, that means the fathers of the universe, arranged for a big Sankirtan festival in which the Lord was to be praised. And to get support from the Gandharvas and Apsaras, they invited many first-class singers. And amongst the singers was also Upabahana, who was a very attractive singer. He could really sing nicely. And the Prajapatis had said, Upabahana, just sing Sankirtan, no other songs. This is a Sankirtan festival. And Upabahana said, okay, I can sing this. So, while the festival was going on, Upabahana thought, well, if I sing the glories of the Lord, people will not be attracted to me. If I chant the names of Hari, everyone will think of Hari. But I also am interesting and I look beautiful. So he had left the Sankirtan festival and gone to a place just next to it and given his own private concert, where he sang worldly, or you can say heavenly songs, you know. And again, because of his highly attractive nature, many people had left actually the Sankirtan festival because they had heard Upabahana gives a special concert, a separate concert, and they had gone to listen from him. Now, when the organizers of this Kirtan festival saw that just next to the Kirtan festival there was a Maya festival going on, they had become very, very disappointed. And they had gone to Upabahana and had actually accused him. You are a nonsense. You're misusing this festival. Because you have committed an offense. You will become a Shudra, an ordinary worker, without any physical attraction. And you will become so on planet Earth, so that you will become humble and not do this again. Prabhupada comments on this section on the Bhagavatam. Unfortunately, there are foolish persons who invent some process of kirtan on the basis of a demigod's name. This is an offense. Kirtan means to glorify the Supreme Lord, not any demigod. Sometimes people invent Kali Kirtan or Shiva Kirtan, and even big sannyasis in the Mayavad school say that one may chant any name and still get the same result. So, when Upabahana heard this curse after he had committed this offense, you know, to draw the attention away from Krishna and place it on him and his worldly songs. After he had been cursed, he felt ashamed of himself. And this shame gave rise to humility. I have a few questions from the internet listeners, and one question is, you said that humility arises out of four reasons, but you mentioned only one reason. That is, if we commit an offense and we see we have committed an offense, then humility arises. What are the other reasons? Will you talk about them? And my answer is yes. I intend at the last the session before the last session to give you the four reasons how humility comes. But here is another reason. It's called laya. Laya means you are ashamed of yourself, and then you become humble. Yeah? But I will talk about the psychology of humility and its arisal, because it's so important for Kirtan, in a separate class. So please, now you can already know that there is recognition of offense, then you become humble, but also when you become ashamed of yourself. Like Ajamil became ashamed when he saw, I was once a Brahmana, and then I became an ordinary thief and a criminal. And this understanding made him feel ashamed of himself. And then he became very, very humble. If you have an inflated opinion of yourself, then pride will come as a result of this intoxication. But if you feel ashamed, that's the opposite, then humility will come. So Upabahana felt really ashamed of himself, and in a very humble mood, he accepted the curse. And it's described in Narada Pancharatra how he left his body. What you know, what you like to know, it's really nice. When his hour came, and it came quite soon after the Prajapatis had cursed him, he went to a holy river. He put his body into the holy river. One hand was holding the veena, and he sang, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. He used his voice and he gave up his body in a very humble state of mind. And very quickly, his soul came down on planet Earth. He was conceived became the son of a maid servant. His father died when he was very, very young still, very young. His father left the body. I do not know under which circumstances, but he was almost an orphan. Almost. His mother was still there. Then he saw that his mother lived by the house of a master and would go every day to serve this master by cleaning the house and doing quite simple and humble activities. And the previous Upabahana, let us call him now Narad, was accompanying his mother and doing service in the house of a master. Now once it so happened that four great souls, they are sometimes called four Bhaktivedantas, were traveling on their way to holy places through the village in which Narada Muni lived with his mother. And these great souls were traveling into the monsoon season. And when it's monsoon in India, you just cannot travel. Have you ever who has seen the monsoon in India? Not so many of you have it. You can't believe what comes down. We were once traveling with a bus, and the roads became this much submerged by water. It is really something else. I mean, monsoon in India is a flood, practically a flood of water. So no one can travel. The paths are impassable, and these four great souls who were traveling to enlighten the people in general took shelter at Narada Muni's mother's little house, and they lived there in a little room, and they would always discuss about Krishna. There were no ego issues. They all lived in the same room. They discussed about Krishna. They sang Krishna's holy name. And the maidservant was very happy to cook for them and sent her little boy, Narada Muni, with the food to the great souls. And Narada Muni soon developed a liking to serve these great souls. And he sometimes sat with them and heard how they talked about Krishna and participated also in their kirtans. So once, Narada Muni remembers, that they left some food on the plates. They didn't eat everything because they ate just what they needed. Once there was something left on the plate, and Narada Muni asked very greedily, "Can I eat that?" They said, "Moshe," they said, "all right, you just eat this." And he ate it, and as he ate the prasadam, he felt something stirring in his heart. If you want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness very quickly, drink the water which is left by great souls, smear yourself with the dust from their feet, everywhere, you know, when you see the Bengalis in Radhakund, I mean, they are really something else, you know. Then when there is a kirtan party, they dance, and afterwards, when they continue somewhere else, then all the Bengalis, usually Bengali widows, and also their husbands, I mean, not their husbands, men who are alone, they just come and see the place where the devotees danced, and they take their hands and take the dust and smear it all over and all over the chest and here and here and here and here, you know, everywhere. And they take this dust bath, knowing very well that the potency of bhakti resides in water which is left over from great souls, in prasadam, and in the dust. There's a potency of bhakti can be found in these three substances. So they just, and they practically make wars when it comes to drinking the drops of water which are left in the glasses. So Narada Muni also ate remnants, and he became, he describes, some ruchi came, some taste for transcendental subject matters came. And let me see. Then another tragedy struck. They had to leave when the monsoon ended and did their journey. And one day Narada Muni was just still a small boy taking care of the house. The villagers came with a stretcher, in Deutsch eine Bahre, and on the stretcher Narada saw his dead mother. The mother had been attacked by a snake and died on the spot. Now Narada Muni was really orphaned. He was a boy without mother and father. Narada Muni must have cried. But it's very interesting what he did in his suffering. And I believe here is the first big lesson we can take. He turned the suffering into an opportunity. Prabhupada writes about this, that he saw in the suffering an arrangement of Krishna to detach him from the hopes in material life, and he turned towards the northern direction. That's when you renounce the world, you go north where the Himalayas lie in India. He went towards the north and didn't turn back. And he traveled for a long time until finally he came to a base of a tree, a peepal tree, where he began to meditate and chant his mantra. Do you know the peepal tree? The peepal tree has leaves which are shaped like a heart. Have you noticed? It's very beautiful. And it said that, yes, it has like a very long tail, isn't it? Would you mind to paint for us the leaf of a peepal tree? You seem to know. Do we have a pen here at all? It's please write it on another paper. It's significant that he took rest under a peepal tree. Here you can see the leaf. I want you to know this leaf because when you are in India, always find a peepal tree for you and with these leaves. Wonderful, Prabhu. You are a master of painting. But the pen doesn't work. Can you see or is it? Kuba, is there another pen? Which is it? Yes. It is sufficient. Yes, we can see everything. Thank you, Prabhu. What is your... This, you know, when you are older, we can sell this and get a million euros from the artist. So whenever you come to a tree which has these type of leaves, my dear devotees, don't continue your journey. Sit down under this tree. Because they say in Radha Kund that Radha and Krishna, who are in love with each other, you know, there's these love leaves, are residing wherever there is a peepal tree. So it's there when Narada Muni sat down, he chanted his mantra. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said what happened. Flute music. He meditated on the lotus feet of the Lord with the mind conquered by prema. And tears came into his eyes from longing. And then the Lord made his appearance. First he heard the flute sound. Then he heard the sound of Krishna's anchor bells. Yes. Yes. Then he began to smell the Lord's fragrance. And step by step, yes, the Lord entered the nose of Narada Muni, the ear, and finally the eye, so that he could experience the beauty of Lord Krishna. That means, I gave the order a little wrong. This is from Vishnu. First the fragrance came, Narada Muni smelled the Lord. Then he heard the sound of his anchor bells. And then, finally, he saw the beauty of Lord Krishna's face. And the Lord stood before Narada Muni. And Narada Muni was looking at the Lord with thirst, just like a person who's dying from... what is this? Cholera. And becomes so thirsty. He felt he was dying without the Lord. And now he saw the Lord. He felt like a dying person who had seen 100,000 clay pots full of cool, ice-cool water. And he just took in the form of the Lord. It was very nicely described in our bhakti literature. And then the Lord disappeared. And Narada Muni became almost mad with the desire to see him again. So when the Lord had disappeared, and Narada Muni had jumped up from the peepal, from underneath the peepal tree, and where is Krishna? Where are you? You know, where he became mad with desire. The Lord appeared in a very special form to Narada Muni. This is important for our Kirtan retreat. He appeared in the form of sound. The Bhagavatam said, Nabhalingam, he was personified by sound, and he explained with a voice why he had first appeared and then disappeared. He said, O virtuous Narada, you have only once seen me now in person, and this is just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. My dear devotees, this is Krishna's way of dealing with his devotees in the world. He does something to them so that they hanker for him. For instance, it may be that a devotee goes to Vrindavan Dham and all of a sudden feel very attracted to Krishna. Has this sometimes happened to you? I think it does happen, isn't it? And then you are an infected person. You have the Krishna longing in your heart. Or it may be that you go to a temple and you have an extraordinary fulfilling darshan with the deities, where you feel almost a communication happening. Has this sometimes happened to you? I think yes. Huh? Or you may meet a devotee who's very inspiring for you. And as you discuss with the devotee or hear from him or serve him, you all of a sudden somehow realize, well, I also want Krishna. This becomes very clear to you. So, Krishna has explained to the gopis what he does when he disappears again. Like when we have been in Vrindavan, sometimes we come back to the West and again we feel covered. Or sometimes we had our experience in the temple during maybe a retreat or a visit or during the Kartik time. But then we leave the temple and again we act like ordinary people in the material world. Or, you know, we had a meeting with a devotee and it doesn't just stay with us. Krishna later explains why we come back to zero, so to say. He says, for those surrendered souls who worship me through Naam, Kirtan and other means, I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. O gopis, who cannot understand my real intention, not seeing me, those souls develop deep humility, feeling, alas, alas, everything I have done so far has been useless. Because I am such an offender, Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor toward me. Let me be damned. By constantly thinking in this way, you know, this humble way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger and awaken pure devotion full of power and brilliance. You know, when you learn to hanker for Krishna, then you learn to hanker, you stop hankering for disco, internet and TV. You know, when you, just like I said about hope, when you learn to hope for Krishna, automatically your hope for Maya goes down. It's because Krishna and Maya can't stay together. Even if you have not yet attained Krishna, but your mind is full of hope for Krishna, then Maya can't stay. So Krishna makes you, brings you into a position where you long for him, where you hope for him, where you desire for him, where you wish for him, where you thirst for him, etc. So then Narada Muni, he had his experience. Krishna had appeared in his heart, step by step. He had moved into his heart, first with his fragrance, then with the anchor belts, and then Krishna had appeared with his beautiful moon-like face, from which compassionate glances fell on Narada Muni. Wonderful. And then he had disappeared. Jum! Narada Muni from that moment had longed for Krishna. He wanted to see him again. He wanted to hear him again. He wanted to smell his beautiful fragrance again, which smells like the duft, fragrance of a very beautiful blue lotus smeared a little with musk. Very, very unusual. This perfume has not yet been developed in Paris. Yeah, transcendental. Very transcendental. So then Narada Muni, he knew, I only want Krishna. And do you know how he expressed his longing for Krishna? Singing for Krishna. Kirtan. He describes in his own way words. I was giving up all my shyness and I began to chant the names of the unlimited Lord and to remember his most excellent hidden pastimes. I wandered the earth with satisfied mind, without material desires, without pride or selfishness, waiting for that time. Can you imagine for what time Narada Muni waited? Reunion. He waited for something else. He waited for his time when he would give up his body, which was the result of a curse, and become an associate of the Lord. That was all he had in mind. He was not attached to the material mind. Let us see these four qualities which Narada Muni developed, because I think here we will find the secret which is in his heart. If you can somehow develop these four qualities, you will be very successful in your spiritual life. They are different from Trinadapi. First, he says he was tushtamana, fully satisfied in his mind. You know, when you have eaten a good meal, you don't want to overeat. Have you noted that? When the prasad was really good, you don't want to ruin it because you overeat and you load the whole Belgium into your stomach. You just don't want to do that. So Narada Muni had once seen Krishna. He was fully satisfied with Krishna, and he therefore didn't want material things. Gatasprihā, he was free from all material desires. Why was he free? Well, Krishna had told him, the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Hankering for Krishna, my dear devotees, makes us forget hankering for Maya. If someone asks me for my secret in Krishna consciousness, you know, I am a very fallen soul. I know sometimes you don't believe me. This is very bad for you. You should believe this. I know what it is to be in Maya. And it's so difficult to control the mind. I think you also must feel this sometimes. You want your mind to think of Krishna, but the mind thinks of something else. But then I always found out then I read something about Krishna and the spiritual world, and then I think, oh, I would like to be there. I remember when I was translating the Bhagavad Gita from English into German, I read in the 15th chapter of the Gita a sentence that there is the spiritual kingdom of God and one should be enthusiastic to go there. And somehow, when I was translating it, es gibt das Königreich Gottes und man sollte enthusiastisch sein, dorthin zu gehen. Then I thought, well, can I be enthusiastic to go there? I read it again, I had to translate it. Prabhupada said, one should be enthusiastic to go there. Then I thought, well, then I'm also one, so let me be enthusiastic to go there. And I always think, even when I'm in the versest Maya, there is a transcendental kingdom of God and I want to go there. And the moment I think like that, everything else becomes insignificant. It's almost like when you think I want $1,000, then you forget that you want $1. It's in there, or by dollar, euro, or penny, or you know. Desire something high, then you won't desire something low class. Why be boring? And desire some tucha. Tucha means very insignificant things, which everyone else desires. If you want to be special, desire something which is special. Desire something which is exalted. Desire something which will fulfill you entirely. And if you desire like that, you build a bridge from imperfection to perfection, or a bridge is built by Krishna from his side to your side. That happens. The more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. Narada Muni's third quality was, he was without pride or selfishness, because he always thought, who's more fallen than I? I had the darshan of the Lord, and then the Lord told me, I'm not yet mature enough. Therefore he disappeared. And then he waited for the time, means that he expected to become an associate of the Lord. He was only thinking, when will that time come when I will become an associate of the Lord? This is his kirtan success formula. So I think during kirtan you should be satisfied. You sit in the kirtan. There is no better place for you. This is the place is here. The time is now. You are in kirtan. And this is how to do kirtan. You should, when you do kirtan, you should say to yourself, the place is here, the time is now. And be satisfied with that. The second is, there may be material desires, but say to your mind, at the moment I have no time, I'm in kirtan. The third quality is, be free from selfishness. Serve the devotees of the Lord. That's what Narada Muni had told to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And his fourth success time is, he expected to become an associate of the Lord. You have a right to expect this. The best way is not to desire to become a parishad. You should desire to become a parika. There's a subtle difference. A parika means a servant of the eternally perfected devotees. Then when your time will come, then the last quality of Narada Muni, he just was free from enviousness. Vimatsaraha, he says. When you see, enviousness comes from the mood where you think, I don't have enough. Others have more than I have. I'm not perfect. They have more money, more cloth, more rounds which they chant, more name, fame and glory. You have enough to become Krishna conscious. It's an illusion. that you need what others need. So let me read to you again Narada Muni's success formula. He says, giving up all shyness, I began to chant the names of the unlimited Lord and to remember his most excellent hidden pastimes. He just chanted Krishna's name and was delving in the pastimes. He was hearing Krishna's pastimes to remember more of Krishna. And then I wandered the earth with a satisfied mind, without material desires, without pride or selfishness, waiting for that time. And that time came. His death came. In due course of time, he gave up his material body and immediately received his spiritual body. Hare Krishna. I'm just so moved. When I see Narada Muni as Upabahana lying in a holy river and feeling ashamed of himself, getting weaker and weaker, the life was just going with the water out of his body, and he chanted Hari, Hari. Then he came to be a maidservant's son. He started to chant mantras and look for Krishna. Then Krishna appeared, but disappeared, because Krishna thought, you're not mature enough. Do some kirtan for me. And then Narada Muni became this kirtaniya, and we will soon sing his glories. He chanted the holy names and he thought of Krishna. And it took some time for Narada Muni to become a good kirtaniya. I heard once a story that Narada Muni was playing with his veena. See, he has this instrument, and he was playing ragas, but he didn't know the ragas very well. But still he thought, I'm a pretty good musician. So once Lord Vishnu saw Narada Muni and said, you don't know the ragas properly. Vishnu said, Narada Muni said, really? Come with me, said Lord Vishnu, and brought him to the town where the ragas lived. And he saw all the ragas with broken limbs, broken backs. Narada Muni asked, who are you? And he said, we are the ragas which you broke. Then Narada Muni said, I must learn to sing better. So he went, but it's interesting what he learned to sing. And when I don't know if we have time in this Kirtan retreat, he learned to sing with bhava, with deep love, which came again from deep humility. Once he was invited to Radha and Krishna, and he sang their glories with so much love that Radha and Krishna melted and became a river. River of love. Yes. So, the time arrived. Prabhupada writes about this very, very, you will like this. For the devotees, such change, you know, when you give up the material body, takes place exactly like the lightning and illumination follows simultaneously. That is to say, a devotee changes his material body and simultaneously develops a spiritual body by the will of the Supreme. Even before death, a pure devotee has no material affection because his body is spiritualized like a red hot iron in contact with fire. What this means is, when you look from Radha Desh in the night sky, you will see a flash, and you know, you will hear boom, and then first you see the flash, then you hear the boom, and then you see from the flash, you know, flash is there and illumination is there simultaneously. So in the same way, death comes and the arisal of your brilliant spiritual body is simultaneously happen. You give up the body and zack, you appear in your spiritual body. Just like lightning and illumination happen simultaneously.
When he gained a spiritual body, why did he become son of Brahma?
He didn't become a son of Brahma like from a father and a mother. He became in a different way. He was a great, great soul who had been totally spiritualized, and he, in order to perform his pastimes of enlightening people in this world, that was his service. He appeared at the beginning of the creation, and he is seen as the son of Lord Brahma, who was the creator. But it was first Brahma, and then some Prajapatis and rishis. And one of the rishis is the incarnation of Bhakti, which is Narada Muni. But that happened in the next creation. He just appeared in this way. Just like Krishna appeared in the house of Vasudev, but was not born in Vasudev's house. Narada Muni appeared as a son of Brahma, but was not really born as Brahma. So, so he had a transcendent body befitting an associate of the Lord, and the body made of five material elements with karmas relating to the present body fell away. So I thought we should sing Narada Muni's song, the Kirtan, and then I will tell you a few last things which I think is very important about Narada Muni. The song is called Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika. We will get it. We have to practice a little. Yes. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Nama Mani Udita Hoy Bhakata Gita Same. Nama Mani Udita Hoy Bhagavata Gita Same. Nama Mani Udita Hoy Bhagavata Gita Same. Nama Mani Udita Hoy Bhagavata Gita Same. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Namamine. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Radhika Namamine. Ami Adara Barisha Gana Shavana Yuga Lagiya. Ami Adara Barisha Gana Shavana Yuga Lagiya. Ami yada da borishe gana davana yuga lagiya amana narara varashi gana davana yuga lagiya bhakata jana sagane nache Uriya panahiya Pakata jana sagana nace Paniya panahiya Pakata jana sagane nace Uriya panahiya Pakata Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine Mamaruri puri ashaya pasi nitaya jagata jane Keho wa kande, keho wa nache, keho mate mone mane. Narada muni bhajaye vina, radhika ramana namine. Narada muni bhajaye vina radhika ramana namine Pancha vadana narade dori prema rasa gana rod Pancha Vadana Narada Rari Premera Sagana Rari Pancha Vadana Narada Dhari Premera Sagana Rari Kamala shana nachiya bole bolo bolo hari bol Kamala shana nachiya bolo 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 Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Narada Muni Bajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine Narada Muni Bhajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namane Narada Sahasanam Paramasuke Hari Hari Boli Gaya. Sahasranam Paramasuke Hari Hari Bole Gaya. Nama Prabhave Matilo Vishwa Nama Rasa Sabe Paya. Nama Prabhave Matilo Vishwa Nama Rasa Sabe Paya. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Yadi Saramana Namene. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Yadi Saramana Namene. Sri Krishna Nama Rasana Spuri Purailo Amara Asha. Sri Krishna Nama Rasane Spuri Tarailo Amara Asha. Sri Rupa Pare Jachaye Iha Bhakti Vinoda Dasa. Sri Rupa Pare Yachaya Iha Bhakti Vinoda Asha. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Hari Saramana Name. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Hari Saramana Name. Narada Muni Bhajai Vina Hari Saramana Name.
Nitai Gaur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol. Hari Bol, 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 Hari Gaud Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Oh Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Jaya Radha Kanaya Lala Radha Kanaya Lala Radha
Go Premanandi Narada Muni ki
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, I was just... Oh, here it is. I thought I'd lost it, but it's here. Would you like to hear the translation of this extremely blissful song? We had once a group called the Nityananda Grupa. First Gauranga Bhajan group, but then little smaller, Nityananda Grupa. And we used to have concerts in the previous Yugoslavia. And it was really adventurous. Every evening a concert. And I remember we had the programs. And because we were so poor, we slept on the stage of the theater. You know, we had big theaters, sometimes sport halls where we had 5,000 people, and sometimes very big places where we had up to 7,000 to 10,000 people. I so much long that these times come back. It's so ecstatic. And I do remember there was this time when some people wanted to kill me because we called this tour a song for peace at the time when the armies were mobilizing for young people to come into the armies, and we were there, peace, 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 Hare Krishna. And they had an assassinator after me, and I came sometimes with 30 police people on the stage just so that they wouldn't explode a bomb over me. But I was so ecstatic, I just didn't care. And we always sang this Narada Muni Bajaya Veena. That was my song. I cannot sing very nicely, as you have discovered by now, and very enthusiastically. So that song was my song. I had only one song because of my terrible singing, but that song I had. And I feel very great bliss in singing this with you. I know it is a song which Prabhupada also sang, but he sang it in a very, very difficult way, which we try to copy, but it's just not possible. Prabhupada is really in all regards a Vaikuntha person, and you can't copy Prabhupada's singing. It's too complicated and too much bhava, too much love. So this is a song of a universal kirtan. You remember how we yesterday described how three types of entities took part in Mahaprabhu's kirtan? Huh? The bhaktas, the onlookers, and those in the universe, the universal people. So, here's the song for you. As soon as the great sage Narada plays on his musical instrument, the veena, and chants the name Radhika Ramana, the holy name personally appears in the midst of the devotee's kirtan. If we could maybe have the Sanskrit of the first verse, yes. So Narada Muni Bajai Veena plays on his veena and he sings the name of Radhika Raman. Yes, so you can see it's not Rama or Parushuram with the X, it's Radhika Raman. The beautiful Lord. We may have a picture of Radha Raman, isn't it? I saw on the computer. Sorry? It's on another computer. That picture, you know, in Vrindavan they have this beautiful deity of Radha Raman. He's only this high. Do you know why we say he is this high and not point like this? But we point like this? Do you know? This means he would be limited to this form, but this goes unlimited in this direction, and this goes unlimited in that direction. So Radha Raman is unlimited. That's the idea. When you show deities, you never show them like this. You know, they are this high. You always show like Gonitaya are this high, Prabhupada is this high, Radha Kanaya Lal is this high, my Giri Raj is this high. It means unlimited. No barriers, no granitsas. So this deity, Radha Raman, is manifested from a Shila. Hare Krishna. Yes, here, I'm back. This was only to increase your eagerness. he is this big, he has manifested from three Shilas. Gopabhata, his devotees, worshipped these three Shilas, and he received, it was the night before Nrisimha Chaturdasi, he received a gift of valuable cloths. But how will you put these nice cloths around Shilas? So he prayed, my Lord, you have once appeared from a pillar, a stone pillar, as Nrisimhadev. You do this tomorrow. Could you maybe tomorrow also appear from three Shilas? Then I can make some cloth for you. So from this, some dress, some dhoti and so on. Oh, here he is. Radhika Raman ki jai. And the next morning, this deity was found in the basket where the three Shilas used to be. Do you see his beautiful form? You will see when you come closer, some nails, and sometimes the mouth of Radha Raman is slightly opened when he smiles, and then you see teeth. My dear devotees, I have seen pictures, means photographs, of a closed mouth, like now, you don't see teeth. And I have seen photos of the same deity with an open mouth. Should we maybe it's this one. Yeah, we've switched the light. Yes, that's a good idea, Mataji. We will just make it a little bit more visible. Oh, yeah. I think... the window is maybe the point. If you can put the curtain down. It's really worthwhile to see Radha Raman's beauty. And we should engage, remember our lesson from yesterday with the name, with the Vigraha, the form of the Lord, and also we should engage with the personality of the Lord. Oh, thank you. You are the best friend of us. Thank you. So this beautiful shaped form is Radha Raman, and Narada Muni sings his glories. It is just very, very ecstatic. And as he sings, the holy name personally appears in the midst of the devotee's kirtan. Thank you. Now we go to the second line. Ami adhara barisha gana shravana yugala kiya. Ami adhara barisha gana shravana yugala kiya. Bakata jana sagane nache bariya panahiya. Bakata jana sagane nache bariya panahiya. Narada muni vajaye vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Narada Muni Adamina Radhika Ramana. The holy name incessantly showers nectar like a monsoon cloud. When these holy names enter the ears of the devotees, they dance in ecstasy to their heart's satisfaction. Now see this before your mind's eye. Narada Muni plays and sings Radhika Raman. And then this nectar name showers the devotees just like with monsoon of nectar. And they dance in ecstasy.
Madhuri purura ashava fashi mataya jagata jane. Madhuri purura ashava fashi mataya jagata jane. Kehava kande kehava nache ke ha mate mane mane. Ke ha va kande ke ha va nace ke ha mane mane.
All the people of the world become fully intoxicated by drinking the divine beverage that was showered by the holy name. Everyone is intoxicated on the floor, drunken. Some of them cried in ecstasy. Other devotees danced in ecstasy. And some could not dance publicly. The relatives were nearby and would not marry them to the other girl. So they couldn't dance in public. But they danced within their minds.
Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namine. Na Pancha Vadana Narade Dhari Premera Sagana Rola Pancha Vadana Narade Dhari Premera Sagana Rola Kamala Shana Nachiya Bale Bala Bala Hari Bala Kamala Shana Nachiya Bale Bala Bala Hari Bala Narada Muni Vajraya Vina Radhika Ramana Namane Naramu Vimadayamina Narada Muni Vajrayavina Radhika Ramana Namane
Then some guests arrived in the kirtan. The five-headed Lord Shiva came. He roared loudly in ecstasy, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Shiva started to embrace Narada Muni in ecstatic love. And then something happened with Lord Brahma. He was peacefully sitting on a lotus flower. But when he heard this first-class kirtan, he started to dance in ecstasy on his lotus flower, which began to shake. And he requested everyone in his creation to repeatedly chant, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
Sahasranana paramasuke Hari Hari Bali Gaya Sahasranana Paramasuke Hari Hari Bali Gaya Nama Prabhave Matila Vishwa Nama Rasa Sabhe Paya Narada Muni Vajraya Vina Hari Charamana Namine Narada Muni Vajraya Vina Hari Charamana Namine
Dear devotees, listen very carefully what else happened in the kirtan of Narada Muni. With great ecstasy, the thousand-headed Ananta sang, Hari Hari!
Hari Hari!
You know, Ananta Shesha. By the influence of the holy name, the people of the entire universe became fully intoxicated as everyone relished the sweet taste of the holy name, totally intoxicated.
Shri Krishna nama rasane spuri purala amara asha. Shri Krishna nama rasane spuri purala amara asha. Shri Rupa Pade Yachaya Iha Pakati Vinoda Da
Oh!
Narada Muni Vajaya Vina Radhika Ramana Namane Narada Muni Vajraya Vina na hari kalama na namane
The song ends with a very sweet prayer. May the holy names of Krishna fulfill all my desires by manifesting on the tip of my tongue. I, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the humble author of this song, beg this benediction at the feet of Sri Rupa Goswami. Please repeat. May the holy names of Krishna fulfill all my desires by manifesting on the tip of my tongue. Shri Narada Muni ki Krishna. Wonderful. Wonderful. Narada Muni, who had been a worldly minded singer or person, and who had learned his mistake, had become a chanter of the holy name. Let us look at his life when he became a chanter. And I really think this life is so attractive for all of us. He constantly travels in full freedom and chants the holy name. His life is like a role model we should also try to follow. Do you want to be also free? Do you sometimes feel how nice it would be if you would be free from all cares and anxieties and worries? I think we all know that we want to be free from anxieties. And Narada Muni describes how to do this. It is personally experienced by me, he says, that those who are always full of cares and anxieties due to desiring contact of the senses with their objects, they can cross the ocean of nations on a most suitable boat, the constant chanting of the transcendental activities of the personality of Godhead. Narada Muni says what happens when he does kirtan. He becomes free from cares and anxieties because he is in the boat of, Krishna Kirtan. He says further, the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, whose glories and activities are pleasing to hear, at once appear on the seat of my heart as if I have called for him as soon as I begin to chant his holy activities. So he says when he does kirtan, Krishna himself begins to appear on the lotus of his heart. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur paints a picture around this. He says, Krishna goes wherever his glories are sung because he is attracted to that. And Vishwanath Chakravarti says, Krishna is not really attracted because he thinks, here someone glorifies me, let me hear my good qualities. No, Krishna doesn't come for his own glorification into a kirtan. Krishna comes into a kirtan not because he wants to hear how good he is. I think he knows that. He is not suffering from low self-esteem. Only in Leela sometimes he thinks, I'm not qualified to even take the dust of Radha on my head. But that's another story which we will hear on the last day. No, Krishna comes where devotees do kirtan in order to show mercy to those devotees. My dear devotees, let's become free. Let's experience spiritual freedom from cares and anxieties. My dear devotees, let's not remain ordinary neophytes forever. Prabhupada writes about this opportunity to become a free soul and travel. He writes, a conditioned soul cannot freely move from one place to another, even on this earth. And what to speak of one planet to another? No interplanetary travels for you. But a full-fledged free soul like Narada, who's always engaged in chanting the Lord's glory, is free to move not only on earth, but also in any part of the universe, as well as in any part of the spiritual sky. I'm just reading the diaries of a traveling preacher from His Holiness Indradyumna Maharaj, and I really like these diaries very much. They are very adventurous, and you can see Maharaj moves everywhere with his group of kirtan performers and kirtan organizers. He goes to he always has difficulties to get visas for these devotees from these exotic countries like Kazakhstan and what else? Bali or New Zealand and Violet China and there's Red China, not Violet China, but and Green America. You know, Alaska and so on. But always in the last minute, these devotees who want to spread the holy name with Maharaj get their visas. They move freely. While Sudha Goswami in the Bhagavatam talks about the life of Narada Muni, the greatest kirtaniya of all time, he says, "Aho!" Aho means it's a gesture of surprise, like we would say in Hindi. When someone is surprised in Hindi, he would say, "Ah!" You know, this is in Hindi, and in Northern German language, it is, "Mein Gott!" This is how he would express. So in Sanskrit, you would say, "Aho!" All glory and success to Srila Narada Muni, says Shukadev Goswami, because he glorifies the activities of the personality of Godhead. And so doing, he himself takes pleasure and also enlivens all the distressed souls of the universe. Would you like to hear a few names which Narada Muni chants? Gokula Mahotsava. That means, Krishna, you are a festival, a great festival, Maha festival in Gokul. Yashodanandana. You are the son of Yashoda. Nanda Kumar. Gopa Gopijana Priya. Gopi Gana Manohar. And Putana Mochana. He really has many names, you know. Yashoda Vatsala. Gopika Manohar. Manohar means you enchant the minds of the beautiful Gopikas. And Braja Janananda. You are the bliss of the people of Braj. So he always says, he always glorifies Krishna. Once Krishna said, Narada Muni, you are the best. Ask me for any blessing. Narada Muni, who was so intoxicated, he's such a kirtaniya, he said, may the people never get enough, have enough from your service. May they always be thirsting more and more for your blissful service. And Krishna said, Narada Muni, ask for something else. That's already natural. Anyone who starts with my service, he will, if he is a sincere Sevite, servant, he will always want more and more of this. He can't leave the nectar. Narada Muni asked for another blessing. And then Narada Muni asked this. Vayam vraja jana gana prema vapi marala Sriman namamritam aviratam gokulabhyutitam te Tatadvesha charita nika chirimvitam mishta mishtam Savalokan jagati ramayan mata cheshto brahmani. He said to Krishna, very affectionate, O swan, gliding in the lakes of the Vrajavasi's love. You are swan which glides on the love which is like the lake of your devotees. I wish that I may wander everywhere, always chanting and drinking the nectar of your names. I always want to have my mouth and my heart full with the nectar of your names. Those most sweet names arise from the ocean of your pastimes in Gokula, no, Vrindavan, and spread the glories of your infinitely varied ways of acting. You know, Krishna's names spread Krishna's glories because they tell us about his activities, how he gives pleasure to his devotees, Ananda Vardhana, Chitta Manohana, how he attracts the inner mind of everyone. As I wander around, behaving like a madman, may I distribute joy to everyone in all the worlds. Narada Muni thinks of Krishna, who has a peacock feather in his hair. Gunja ornaments, these are the famous berries of Vrindavan, on his ears. A garland of kadamba flowers around his neck. And who has these sweet names, Nanda Nandana, Yashoda Vatsala. And he wants to drink that nectar and give joy to all of us. And my dear devotees, I said we should be servants of the holy name. That service which we should do to Krishna is in two ways. While we chant the holy names, you know, with full attention, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we should hear and listen. And another service which you can do for the holy name is when you don't chant the holy names, but when you go out for yourself or in your own community, but when you go out like Narada Muni, the great preacher of the holy name, and you are spreading the glories of the holy name, you bring the holy name to someone else by either giving him a book like the Gita or Nectar of Devotion or Science of Self-Realizations and so on. You become a preacher. Or you go to your friends or your business colleagues. Yesterday, one devotee came with the vice president of a huge computer firm of Bangalore. You should serve the holy name by expanding his influence. By becoming a kirtan devotee who sings himself the kirtan and who spreads it to others. This is a very good service. I can tell you from the experience of my preaching godbrothers, and whenever we go out and give these programs, we just feel unlimitedly blissful. There's only one severe problem. We can't sleep from bliss. It's just so blissful that we just can't fall asleep. We have to have a hammer, ping, and it's so blissful. These two things, become blissful in chanting yourself, like Narada Muni with his Veena, who made this universal kirtan, of Radhika Ramana's name. You know, all the devatas took place, all the people filled cups full of the nectar and drank it. And then you should, then you can, yes, when you are full yourself with nectar, then the nectar will spill out of you and you will be able to encourage and inspire others. That's the second type of service. Or third type. I said three types of service. One is chanting. The other is hearing, and the other is spreading the kirtan. Three types of service should be done. Today's subject is seva, chanting with the mood of seva. In the internet, devotees have asked me that came, but how can we think of serving Krishna if we are not yet realized? I think the devotee had in the mind that only if you know your rasa, your relationship to Krishna, will you be able to render service according to that particular relationship. If you know you are a cowherd boy, then you won't make mistake in serving Krishna because you know a cowherd boy and you know how to do that. Or if you are in other rasas. But my dear devotees, there is one secret. Through all the rasas, there is something which is common in all the rasas. And this common element, this principal element, this, you could say, heartbeat of all the rasas or relationships with Krishna, this pulse, so to say, is seva. And this seva or service we do as devotional service here in this world. Huh? You can't go wrong when you are a servant, because you will be a servant in all other rasas. Narada Muni, Nanda Maharaj is serving Krishna, Yashoda, the gopis, Radhika serving Krishna, the insects are serving Krishna. Yes, when Krishna stands in the forest and wonders what type of raga he should play on his flute, the bees come and give him the pitch. And Krishna gratefully acknowledged, thank you. I was looking for this, for the right sound. And then he goes, much nicer. Everyone serves Krishna in Vrindavan. The water serves Krishna. And if you want to be come to Vrindavan, start serving him here in this world. We are a little bit over time. I would just like to request you to turn 1 minute to your notebook. If you have no notebook, no problem, you can take a notebook in your mind and just write down in a free writing style what service you could do to Krishna in the holy name. How could you serve him? Before you start, free writing is a special art of writing which we have learned from Burijan Prabhu. You just start to write and move your pen. And you will see, as you move the pen and never stop, that something wonderful comes out of your subconsciousness. You just keep on moving, and then it something will come. You have to start now, and it will only be 2 minutes. Just start now. So, Hare Krishna, I want to sincerely, no, I can't yet congratulate you. We will now have half an hour pause. I would say, because we have 10 minutes later. Let us start, please, 20 minutes before 7. Is that right? Yes. 20 minutes before 7. Please be here for a wonderful Lila Katha and for the conclusion of this evening. Please take nice care of yourself and Hare Krishna.